Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running. Welcome to the RunnerX podcast, where we are the prescription to run pain-free. My name is Coach Caroline, and I'm with Coach Valerie. We've been in business together for about 2 years, but Valerie obviously has been coaching and training for, what, 2 decades now? A little over?
I'm going on 31 years as a full-time trainer.
Fantastic. So Valerie and I met back in 2018 after I'd had my first of 2 surgeries on my knees. Nothing major, just a little bit of, had to do a little bit of scoping. So I didn't have like a major knee surgery, didn't have to stop running. I had run 4 marathons, had been starting to put back on weight and trying to run on my own, and was really not able to come back. So I was literally at the 8-week mark after my first surgery, and I met her at a boot camp. And I remember very distinctly telling her that I was still having trouble running. And I don't know if you remember what you told me, but I remember so distinctly that you said, "Do me a favor, when you go out to run, don't think land, think up. Just think about up. Bring your foot up and your ankle up to," I'm sure at the time you told me ankle up to your knee. I heard foot up to my knee, right? But that's all you said. You just said, "Please just think up." And you said, "Up, up, up, up." And anybody that's watched Valerie knows that that's her. We need to get a metronome that says that. But I ran about, I think it was 25 yards. It was just around a parking lot. And I remember feeling 100% different. So after that, I asked you if you would coach me, and you said, "Sure, let's meet at the track." We met that Saturday, and you did a video analysis of me, and we spent about an hour together talking through what is pose, what is the pose method, and pose fall pull. And I remember thinking, you are fantastic. This is so, it just made so much sense to me, right? Gravity, using muscle elasticity, doing what's natural. And that's when I basically fell in love with your brand and started doing everything that was, I started working on your website. We started creating everything. But you started this, what, 8, 9 years earlier. So what made
I actually started working with runners a lot longer than that ago. I started working specifically with runners in 1999 because I was a gym rat. I was a manager, I was a aerobics director. I taught tons of aerobics group fitness classes. I did a lot of personal training, and I lived in Austin, Texas at the time. And all of a sudden came what was called triathlons. Well, obviously now, but they had what was called women's triathlon. And so for the first time ever, I took a group outside of the gym, and we'd never done this before. We did everything, you know, inside. So the first thing, of course, is we started running, and here we all went out to go running. Well, I had never been a runner. So what did we do? We just all started running. Let's meet and go running. And this was also, by the way, it's funny now, people weren't doing that back then. So like even the people at the gym were like, "What are y'all doing outside?"
Yeah.
And so here I had been with a lot of these people as my clients. And when they started running and when I started running, we were really terrible at it. And what I mean by that is that it didn't feel good for some of the people. We were getting injuries that we hadn't seen before inside of the gym. And as a coach, of course, as a trainer, I'm thinking, well, my gosh, if I don't feel good doing this, how am I teaching this? And what am I even teaching? When I teach people a movement, a strength exercise, for example, I mean, I put them in the right position. I make sure that their form looks good. It's really important as a trainer to make sure your client is working out correctly. So I thought, well, gosh, I'm not running correctly and I don't even know how to teach it. So I sought out how to teach running. And that's where my journey led me to the Pose Method. And like, you know, back then I just had a book. So I taught myself from the book. So here I am, I learned from a book and then I'm teaching people. Well, any other certification you do in fitness, you actually go to the place and they do the movement, like step, cycling, spinning, all of this stuff, right? This was before the online stuff. So luckily for me, I was like, I really need to do this live. And I got to work with the person that wrote the book, that created the Pose Method, Dr. Romanoff. And I realized I had been missing out on a key element of the running, which was what you just said, was the gravity and the muscle elasticity. Coming from a strength background, I was so like, just tell me the action of what to do. And I saw the pull, right? Pose, fall, pull. I skipped the other two, went to the pull, and I still do this. It's the up, up, up. And everyone felt so great in the beginning because we had all been reaching. We'd all been looking for the ground, if you will, because in a sense, when people say to go running and they're like, you know, you're trying to get there. You want to extend your stride length. You want to reach. So everyone's running by trying to do these huge, long strides. And then we're like, oh, our shins, our calves, what is going on? And I was like, okay, well, here, look, I found this pull. So just like you said, you went around the parking lot and everyone's like, oh, this feels so much better. And then what happens? How do I continue that? Right? And that's that fall.
So we created a course and then we turned it into a membership because people were just beginning to get the idea of falling, really, which is that really the unweighting at about that 6 to 8 week mark. So we said they could go into a membership after that, but we decided just to do a membership. So we have a membership site, but we created this podcast because you and I meet for coffee every week to talk business and talk about the membership and see what we're changing, what we're doing. And we have these great conversations about mindset, about what is the mindset of running? Because I think we've all seen the memes that say running is 10% physical and 90% mental, right? The mental stamina you have to have to go out and do any distance running, to even do, I'm not even going to say distance running, to run down a hill, to go out on a trail. We've talked about the awareness you have and you need to have in trail running, to do speed work, to run full out and feel like your heart is going to explode, right? That is all a mental construct, right? It's how you think. So our podcast is going to be done weekly. We're going to come out weekly. We're going to try to keep it under 30 minutes. Who knows? It might grow from there, but we're going to be coming out weekly to your podcast. We're going to be talking about all things running. We will answer your questions, whether it's training, whether it's shoes, whether it's I've got a pain in my hip, but I'm going to be centering as Coach Caroline is mindset, on what are you thinking during these runs and how is that affecting your running ability? How is that affecting your training? How is that affecting what you're doing? So I hope you'll join us weekly as we look at RunnerX, the prescription for running pain-free, and of course, the mental side of running. Hope you'll join us.
Thank you for joining us on the RunnerX podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.